My fear of the unknown was, okay, is this part gonna hurt?
What's it really like adjusting to dental implants?
You can't tell how hard you're biting yet.
Or how hot stuff is.
You gotta get used to that too.
Today, I'm joined by real patients to answer your top five most frequently asked questions about the dental implant adjustment period. And if you're curious about what dental implants could cost you, make sure to download the Dental Implant Cost Guide in the description below. Jamie asked, can someone walk me through the process, the whole breakdown? No teeth for 24 hours? What happens at 4 months?
So the process is you go in and they give you some sedation and you don't remember any of the bad stuff. At least I didn't because I was asleep, and I'm sure Troy had the same experience.
Yeah, I didn't remember any of it.
Yeah. You wake up at home and you go back to sleep, you know, and you wake up the next day and you go in and get the prosthetic put in and turn the little mirror around. And honestly, I mean, if it was that horrible, you know, you wouldn't want to be turning the mirror around and smiling and being all emotional. So what happens at 4 months? I mean, they go in and they make the final adjustments because all the swelling's gone and your bone is adhered to the implant itself, and they adjust the prosthetic, and then all you're left to do is smile and jump down on whatever
you want. It's really pretty easy. They make it pretty easy.
So what about, you know, during that 24-hour period right after you have your surgery, right? You don't have teeth in there, but you are going back in the next day to get your permanent set of teeth, right? So can either of you maybe talk about briefly what it would be like maybe going through a different process?
My brother went through that, and he had to wear temporaries for 6 months. And he actually had to go back a couple times and get different temporaries. He said, man, he wished he would have went to Nubia, would have got the permanent the next day. I mean, he's good now, but he had to go through quite a long process.
So do you think not having teeth for those 24 hours was worth it because you knew you were getting the final the next day?
I was asleep most of the time.
Yeah, me too. I was asleep. I don't remember much of it.
A lot of that.
So it goes pretty quickly, it does. I assume.
And you have the fear of the unknown. So like once I actually woke up and got dressed and everything and I was ready to go back in, I mean, my fear of the unknown was, okay, is this part going to hurt? But of course, it didn't at all, you know? So, and everybody celebrates whenever you're there. Everybody's celebrating your new journey. So they'll be like,
that was awesome. Everybody there in the office was great to me.
Yeah. One lady cried. Remember, she was crying. He cried more than I did. I was in shock myself. She was bawling for him. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was sincere. It was not something that was faked at all.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't have had a better team.
I had to hold back some tears that day too, Troy. I was like, I can't break down right now because it was just so beautiful.
You were awesome, Emily. I'm glad you were there.
I'm so glad I was too. Oh my goodness. All right, let's go on to question number two. John said, this is hard to describe, but today the roof of my mouth feels weird to my tongue. Sort of like corrugated or like a washboard. Anyone else? I assume some swelling that will go away.
So the corrugated or washboard means it's ripply. So, and if you really look at the top of your mouth, it has those little ridges in it. So I'm sure like whenever you swell up and stuff, those ridges become more pronounced. The best thing I can tell people is you got to give it time. If it's 2 days, a week,
you're still swollen.
Things like that. You still got all that stuff going on. Time is going to be, it'll answer all your questions.
Awesome. And Troy, you said you had that.
Yeah, I mean, my swelling went down pretty quickly. So as soon as my swelling went down, that went away.
Now let's go to question number three. Robin asked, I'm confused by the eating. I know it's soft food that you can cut with the plastic fork, but I guess my confusion comes with how do you eat it? Like a sandwich, for example, do you bite using your front teeth or cut it into pieces and chew? I don't want to do anything wrong when it comes to eating.
Yeah, just stick with the softer foods. And I bite, but I've also cut my stuff up into small pieces and ate it that way. Main thing is just be careful and don't eat anything that's too hard. Like Ricky said, don't be eating apples or anything like that.
Yeah, because the whole process of the biting is you don't want to bite into something that you're going to have to pull on, because your implants go in. Well, then if you're pulling like this with your teeth, it can rock those implants before the bone actually adheres to them. You want to eat things, you want to put things in your mouth where you're doing an up and down motion, because that's how the implants are. So you're not going to rock them back in, like a T-post in the ground that you're doing this with, it, to loosen it up so that you can pull it out. Those implants are the same way, especially if they you're in the first stages, because they hadn't adhered to the bone. So you don't want to get them loosened up. And the pulling with your front teeth or the grinding like up and down is good. But if you're eating like steak and stuff, the reason I want you to eat steak is not because you probably can't eat it. It's just the way that you have to break it down. Your jaw is doing this, you know, to mash it. And that's not good on those implants if they're not solid yet. And that's the reason.
And I think the cool thing is too, though, since you got your teeth in 24 hours, your permanent teeth, you were able to start eating the soft foods right away, right? So do you think like, you know, having the teeth, your final teeth immediately helped either of you guys, you know, start practicing with it?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's practice. You got to practice with it and get used to what these new teeth in your mouth. And it just takes time, like Ricky said. I mean, at first, you're just going to be eating soups and stuff for a couple of weeks until you figure out how to move your mouth and how far away the teeth are. And, you know, it just takes time.
That makes sense. So you at first you did a little bit of liquid, and then you start testing the waters a little bit.
Right. You can't tell how hard you're biting yet.
Or how hot stuff is.
You got to get used to that too.
This soft food diet, right? They're talking about during the 4-month period. So, but after that, Ricky, you want to talk about what you can eat? Because now you're past, you're well past that 4 month.
Well past. So once you get past the soft food stuff, and like I said, the soft food doesn't mean soup. There are tons of stuff. You're probably eating most of the people that have bad teeth. They're probably eating most of the stuff on the soft food diet already anyway. 4 months is nothing in our lifespan, you know, like a little bitty sliver. And the so it's not long to wait. But once I got to that point, I won't lie, I was nervous. And I think everybody will be nervous because you don't want to mess nothing up. I was real nervous on the whole, like an apple where you bite into it and you got to pull, you know. But once I tested those waters, we were good. The game was on. I'm like, then I wanted to do everything. Right. I mean, I ate that onion. It tasted horrible, but I didn't care. And I like sweet potatoes much better when they got brown sugar and marshmallows and stuff melted on top of them than a sweet potato. But I just wanted to show everybody, hey, this is the real deal. And, you know, I knew that if I wasn't able to do that, I don't think that they would have put them in my mouth, because their whole concept is for me to live a normal life, you know? And people are always like, oh, can you do this? Can you do that? I swim, ride horses, do jujitsu, eat anything I want, fly on a plane, go through metal detectors. Well, I mean, there's nothing now that, because they make it to where you can live a normal life. Yeah. You know? So that's the biggest part about getting to the 4 month part. You can imagine it. I mean, I don't want you to go out there and start chomping on rocks and stuff, you know.
All right. Second to last question. Carrie asked, about how long did it take for everyone to get the speech all worked out? And how long did it take to get used to it being in your mouth and just feel normal and not like a retainer?
About a month and a half to 2 months for me. It's just now getting to where it feels normal. Yeah, the talking I didn't have a problem with.
Yeah, talking I didn't have an issue with either. Like, they were shocked whenever I put them in and I was talking the day they put them in. And they're like, you talk so normal. And I was like, yeah, but I did practice a lot. I sang a lot, fast songs, slow songs, loud as I could, you know, just to get that whole muscle memory down. You know, the feeling big part, I think the reason that people think that they feel big is because they had nothing in their mouth before. The teeth aren't any bigger than what you would have had if, you know, if they were your normal teeth. It's just... because, I mean, mine don't look like my horse's teeth outside, you know. At least I don't think they do. Nobody said that. But I think people feel that they're bigger because they've went so long with really no teeth. Or, like, mine were short because I grinded them so bad for decades, you know. And one of my biggest things is I'm tongue-tied. I have. So I can't, with these being normal, instead of grinded, ground down, I can't clean this in here with my tongue. Like my tongue doesn't reach down here. Oh. So that's my biggest thing right now is I have to like, I look around and I can't get it out with the water and I have to take my finger and like kind of clean it because like if I'm somewhere out somewhere. So where if I would have had had my doctor who wanted to cut the little, that little thing right there, there's a name for it, who wanted to cut it, if I'd have let her do that, I wouldn't have to worry about it because my tongue would reach there. So, but I was scared.
Normally just the water, I'll swish it out though, right?
Ricky, I would love if you could share also your way at home that you clean out your teeth, if you would like.
So, I'm not a big flosser guy. I did that thing just irks me.
I'm not very good at it.
Irks me. I'm going to get it stuck in there. I'm not going to be able to get it out. I'm going to have to go to the hospital, all that kind of stuff. And they're going to be like, what the heck is going on here? So I learned that on my, we have one of those removable shower heads and I turn it to where it's coming out of the little middle part because the other, if I leave it on the big part, it sprays me in the face and I'll lift up my deal and I have it on warm and you know, warm water makes things more pliable and stuff. So I get it and I'll, and it baptizes like there's nothing left in there. So my mouth feels amazing after I do it because I know there's nothing in there.
Oh, it's so great. It makes me smile so much. Okay, awesome. Here we go, guys. One more question. And this video is probably going to go out during Christmas time. So this is perfect because this person's name is Santa, or at least it is on the Facebook group. But Santa asked.
But you didn't think you'd say that.
Oh. Santa asked, those of you that have had your teeth replaced, how do you feel? Are you happy with the work Nuvia did for you? How is your self-esteem? Do people notice your smile? Are you able to eat without discomfort? And this is a lot of questions. This is a lot of questions, but I would just maybe answer, you know, how do you feel? Are you happy with the results from Nuvia?
Oh yeah, definitely happy with my experience at Nuvia. I mean, from the time I got there before I had the procedure done until, I mean, I'm only 2 months in, but they've taken care of everything I've needed.
That's awesome.
What about you, Ricky?
Santa, I can tell you this. If your elves themselves would have personally made these, they still wouldn't be as good as these right here. So at 900 days in, I'm eating your cookies before you get here. Okay? So don't expect any cookies at this house. So I'm extremely happy with the work that got done. The customer service part was top notch, above anything. I wasn't a number there, which I really liked. I can walk in when I walked in the door the first time, they knew my name and like they, you know, had known me the whole time and I wasn't even a patient yet. And I could walk in there today and they would still greet me like they'd known me forever. And besides the customer service, just the quality of work that they did and just the way that they made me feel was fantastic. So, and yeah, as far as everything else is just normal, like it was whenever I was 12 years old and I had all my teeth and, you know, my mama was cooking chicken and stuff and I knew we were going to eat Sunday dinner. So don't even think about it.
Amazing. And Troy, do you also want to expand upon your answer as well and talk about, you know, what changes have you seen in your life in these past 2 months that you've had them?
Well, I mean, just my self-confidence. I mean, I don't have to run around and hide my smile anymore. I know it's only been 2 months and my smile muscles aren't fully developed yet, but I'm working on it. But I'm more free to smile.
That's a good word, free.
Well, I'm so happy for both of you. What would either of you say, you know, if people are maybe fearful of getting dental implants or on the fence, what advice would you give them?
I would encourage everyone to download the cost guide in the description of this video to learn what to expect with dental implants.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.